flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Choosing up sides before this Super Bowl. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. If you're not a Chiefs fan, if you're not an Eagles fan, well,
you're out of luck.
Who are you rooting for? The answer seems to be neither. But you know how this goes, Pearl. It's storytelling, right? How do we tell the story of this game, and how do we tell the story of what's at stake? And the Chiefs have certainly, with their success, have become a bit of a... I'll say the villain, but definitely some backlash for sure. People are sick of them. Chiefs fatigue. We've talked about it. Here's Travis Kelce talking on his own podcast about how he loves being the villain of the NFL.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. At one point in time, you know, it wasn't that.
And yeah, you were the cinder. You guys were the darling of the NFL.
Yeah, I was the do you feel bad for him guys? And
you're now the heel.
I'm enjoying doing this with the guys together, the guys that we have in there, because it's like it just makes us even more of a family. You just circle the wagons.
You jabroni!
First of all, do you believe Travis Kelce that he does like being the villain? And two, is this really a great thing? I mean, you have to embrace it now because you've got no choice. You got to turn it into a positive. But I don't think he loves this role.
Oh, he loves it. First of all, and this is for EJ, like he seems like a massive pro wrestling fan. And what kind of pro wrestling fan doesn't want to be the heel? I mean, that's by far the, even as a kid, like I never liked the good guys. Mm. I mean, me and my friends all worship Roddy Piper. Like he's the best. Why would you want to be a pro wrestler and never turn heel? I think it's like the pro wrestling thing. Like, and he seems to really embrace that culture. Not as much as Kittle, but still like.
Yeah. Well, hold on though, because there's a part of Kelce, and listen, as far as his post like football career or whatever, he's going to be fine. But he's definitely dating somebody who's more America's sweetheart than America's villain.
Right. That kind of helps him in a way. Like he can bow. And also everyone, the other thing about him is he's like, everyone knows he's a nice guy. Like he's guy, have you ever seen him with his Jason Kelce's kids? Like he's Uncle Trav too. Like he's established enough of being a nice guy that he can mess around here and have no real ramifications. What are the ramifications? He's going to get $20 million to do a movie the day he retires. He's actually already doing movies.
Yeah.
Like I think this is all adding. It's kind of like The Rock. I just think it's making him a bigger star, raising his profile.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Hollywood is a different thing, right? Doing movies and stuff like that, that's very, very different. But as far as your public persona, I mean, you're now asking the public to love you. See, the one thing in sports is you can be good guy or bad guy. You're always going to have your fan base, right? And he'll have the Chiefs fans for the rest of your life. But you don't want to be the guy who people are sick of and people don't like and people find, you know, like they're done with you. That's not what you want as far as someone who has clearly the career ambitions of Travis Kelce. Like, you want as universal appeal. This is what Taylor's going for. She's kind of mastered it. I know that there's some backlash to her elitist, the politics, but like she, I think, is like her songs aren't controversial. She's trying to appeal to a mass audience. One of the biggest tricks that she's done, not tricks, one of the biggest positives is that the kids and the moms all like the music. Like, when does music generally bridge two generations? Mm. Like, how often do you love the music your parents listen to? Like, rare, you know, except for maybe the classics. Like,
I think you're getting a little off track, but yeah, I know
but
what
I'm
you mean.
But I'm just saying, her brand is based on likability.
Yeah.
His brand now could be villain, and that doesn't square with, I think, what he wants and where he wants to go. It doesn't fit. Can I give you an example?
Right.
You remember when LeBron James went to Miami?
Yeah.
And when he turned heel?
Yeah.
And he took his talents to South Beach. And what happened? He became the villain of the league, right? And he had to wear the black hat.
Yeah.
And it was so uncomfortable for him.
Not three, not four, not five.
It didn't fit. LeBron wanted to be the big brother of the league. He doesn't want to be the villain of the league. That's for the Desmond Baines or whatever. Well, not Desmond Bain, Dylan.
Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks. Thank you. Desmond Bane is cool.
Right.
The Dylan Brookses and even more like the Rashid Wallaces, if you want to go to even like a higher level. And I don't think this fits Travis. So he can say, I love being the villain and all of that. I don't think he does. I think he wants to embrace. He likes applause way more than he likes booze.
I think he's the next Rock. I mean, Jabroni's the... Did the Rock invent Jabroni or is that...
That's an Iron Sheet thing, but the Rock is popularized it.
You Jabroni!
And Travis Kelce, that's his... Is that his catchphrase? Like, you don't think he's just mirroring the Rock? I assume the Rock turned heel at certain points of his career, right? And he's the biggest star of all time.
This whole Jabroni thing started with the Rock being a heel.
Yeah. No, Travis Kelce is a pro wrestling character. See, I think he's going to embrace that, and he's going to get huge movies right after. Like, well, big movies for a player.
None of this Chiefs backlash that's happening now, this Chiefs backlash and fatigue, impacts him in his next life?
No, because I think it's... I think fans can separate sports hate and hate. Like, I think it's like, it makes him a bigger character. It makes him more famous. Like, it's all good. I think he has so many options. If he retires this year, do you think EJ, will he go into pro wrestling? Has he talked about it? I mean,
not that I've seen.
He's definitely going to become a bigger star. Yeah, I think it's part of the act. Like, he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. He's a huge personality. I think this is great. And what other, by the way, also, what choices do you have? If he came off, like, people respond authentic. If he came out and was just, like, trying to be a nice guy, everyone would smell right through it. He's cocky, and, like, that's part of the Travis Kelce act. He gets a first down and dances like he's, it's always been that way. He's
outgoing. Yeah, but people
outgoing.
Used to like it, and now they don't.
Like, they will.
Isn't it also on celebrities who want to be entertainers and want to cross over? Isn't it on them to reinvent themselves and not just keep going with the same thing? Like, ask people who actually do have to be entertainers for a living. You can't just play the same note.
Well, I mean, he's in Happy Gilmore 2, which is going to be amazing. And he was in that Grotesquerie show on FX. Like, I think he's going to become a multimedia superstar. And also, if you ever listen to New Heights, which is that still a top five podcast? I think it's still number one. He's so likable on that. Like, you can't listen to that and not like that dude. So I think he can balance all the bad guy stuff and be just fine. And the reality is he's going to be more than just fine. He's going to be a superstar because he's dating Taylor Swift.
Does anyone even know if he's a good actor? I've never watched that show that he's on.
No chance I've watched that show.
Right. See, here's EJ.
He's definitely good on Saturday Live.
Yeah. That's all a little bit.
And that's definitely a skill for sure.
Yeah, but maybe he's like Howie Long. Like, is he going to win an Oscar? No. But is he going to have a couple kick-ass action-adventure movies? Heck yeah.
There's one thing I do want to bring up, though, and it's something our friend Spike Eskin mentioned about Jason Kelce, and that when he had the incident at Penn State, that Jason did not realize how famous he was, perhaps, and that perhaps there are people who don't like you, even if you don't do anything in theory to, like, provoke them. I think Travis may want to be careful with embracing being the villain, because he, in many ways, has even more visibility than his brother. And if you're going to say, I want to actively antagonize people, that just comes with a lot. Like Draymond Green talked about it himself. Like if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't be a villain. Because he knows all this crap that comes outside of being the villain. So right. I'm safe for Travis Kelce. Yes, he's got a lot of stuff set up, but it's a lot
he's
of crap
lot to lose.
That comes with yeah. also deciding, yeah, I'm going to be the bad guy. My thing is, I don't think he can actually do it.
No, me neither.
Like I think Pearl's right in the sense that he's a nice guy. He's a fun guy. Like you may think he's annoying, but is he a villain like Draymond Green? Like no.
He is a trash talker though, in a harmless way.
Yeah,
he always has been a trash talker.
Yeah,
big trash
you're
talker.
Right about Draymond Green, Charles Barkley, these guys who like off the field also like dealt with the smoke, you know?
But I don't think Travis Kelce's in the same bucket with those guys at all.
Yeah, that's why this feels disingenuous. Him saying, I love being the villain. It's like, you don't.
Come on, man.
He got up. He goes up on that podium where everyone says nothing. And he makes Jim Nantz so uncomfortable by being such an outrageous character. That's been happening for years.
Nothing will make Jim Nantz more uncomfortable than Tony Romo.
Oh, dude, Travis.
Take a backseat, Trav.
Travis grabbing the mic out of whoever's head. I don't know if it's Nantz. Started to sing Fight for Your Right to Party. Like, those announcers have no idea how to handle Travis. He's always been a crazy character in the NFL. He's done dances on the field that are crazy. Like, he's a huge celebrator. I don't think he has a choice. I think this is his style.
You know, it's funny.
Arrowhead my ass!
EJ's, you bring up a point about the Jason Kelce when he smashed the guy's phone at Penn State. And I think people were mostly on Jason Kelce's side of that because the guy seemed to be totally provoking him.
Absolutely.
But look at how much they all have to lose right now.
We
you
are.
Got Jason and Travis have the podcast. Kylie Kelce now has a podcast, and that shot up to number one. They've got Jason's late night show. Taylor hangs in the balance. And by the way, do anything to cross her, and the next four albums are going to be about you. And we're going to learn things about you that you probably didn't want us to know.
Well, that's a different issue. Staying with Taylor Swift has nothing to do with this. You know, I don't whether he's loud and obnoxious and embraces villain. Like you're saying, if he breaks up with her, the Swifties aren't going to care what the deal is. They're going to hate him, right? Isn't that
fair?
Poor Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, you know, ask him. All right, New Heights is number one in the world in podcasts still.
855-212-4227. What did Brad in Alabama called us the first hour and asked if Taylor was going to cry if they lose?
I think there's no chance she cries. I think she's more of a Giselle, where I think actually after the game she's like, that frog voice couldn't throw the ball to my boyfriend. I think she's more the opposite.
Oh, wow.
I think she'd be like, you know, my husband can't, you know, catch the ball for other people, like Giselle said.
Tommy can't throw the ball
Taylor
and catch
Swift
the ball.
Is like just throwing people under the bus.
I don't think you throw Mahomes under the bus. That guy's got a pretty high football approval rating.
I know, but you think Taylor Swift cares?
I do think she cares. She's so intimidated by Mahomes, she hangs out with Brittany Mahomes. You know how painful that must be for her?
I think
she's scared of Patrick Mahomes' ability.
What did you say? That frog voice can't throw to my boyfriend?
I was trying to find something that's equally to what Giselle said about those wide receivers.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think maybe she blames the officials.
People made fun of my voice for my entire life.
She can't blame Mahomes.
Imagine if Taylor Swift comes out and blames the officials. Like, wow, she's just like us. that would make her more likable.
She doesn't seem... I mean, Giselle was all business. I mean, this is Giselle Bundchen we're talking about. She's more entrepreneur than model. Like,
think Taylor Swift is all business?
Yeah,
well, no, but Giselle was like basically, you know... The German in Giselle comes out pretty quick. She's about efficiency. I think they're very different characters, Giselle and Taylor Swift.
Guten Tag.
The naivety about Taylor Swift from
naivety about Giselle.
No, I just said that Giselle is a cutthroat. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I'm saying that you don't think that Taylor Swift, that same killer. It's like we talk about with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Maggie says all quarterbacks are killers. All billionaires are killers, Perloff.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Giselle, as a, I know she's from Brazil, but as a German, it can be much more frank after a game. Like, than Taylor is not. Taylor's not known for her, like, honest takes on things, right? Like,
unless you're in a song.
Yeah, yeah. She gets you in a song 3 years later. She's going to have a song about Cleet Blakeman in 2 years if the Eagles lose. She's not going to say anything after. And I think
it's like, why is her album called Line Judge?
I think she will cry. I'll cry. If we like, why wouldn't you cry? This is a big, big game. She's super invested.
Dude, you got to hold it together. She can't cry.
You don't think there's a possibility of a tear? What if it's a close game? And what if they win? She might cry.
Well, crying, she already had that. Winning and crying. That's happy tears are different.
What if he gets down to a knee after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Crying then? Tears then?
I hope he doesn't.
Yeah,
that's going to turn people off.
Did you cry, Maggie?
What?
When you were asked to be married?
Yeah, I was, but like I didn't just win the Super Bowl. I was having a real relationship. Like I don't. That would come across as so over the top.
So over the top.
Finally.
So
my husband proposed after Tyler Bass finally kicked a 60-yarder.
I think proposing on the field in New Orleans after Super Bowl win would be the coolest proposal of all time. That's a guy take.
Oh my gosh, EJ, put it on the poll.
That's a guy take. Oh my God.
Coolest or lamest. By the way, the dude at Boise State already did it. So you're copycat now. And someone else did it after the Rams Super Bowl.
And Carlos Correa did it after the World Series.
And Carlos Correa did it. And they were cheating.
Oh, I don't even know about that one. The Boise State thing is already the number one coolest, but doing it after the Super Bowl would rival that.
That would be the corniest thing maybe in the history of sports if Travis Kelsey pulled that.
He wouldn't.
Travis Kelsey's super corny, guys.
No, but you said it would be cool. That's my point.
It'd be amazing. Oh, it'd be the greatest. It would be the single greatest proposal in the history of mankind.
It'd be so funny. Single worst proposal.
If he did it with Ian Rappaport interviewing him and just like, this would be the most amazing. You don't think it would be in history books if he did this?
Who knew Cupid was so big?
Yeah, you really think you think Taylor Swift wants random NFL media people in the background?
Oh, Chad Steele, the Baltimore Ravens PR guy, who is always assigned to the star player after Super Bowl, will be standing right there. It's going to be amazing. It is going to be the coolest proposal ever. If Travis could do that, if he could pull this off,
let's come up with the media person who would be the most awkward, worst choice to be caught in the background of
Andrew
the Taylor and Travis. I think Perloff's pretty high on the list.
I would cry. I'm a romantic.
I mean, you'd be immortal. You are going to the game.
Well, I mean, that on-field interview is very curated. I think it's probably like NFL Network gets one and Fox gets one. I think Schrager's doing sideline. Maybe he could get it. Peter Schrager, our buddy.
I mean, I'd be happy for Peter.
Jack Collinsworth.
Oh, no.
I don't think Travis is going to be in the middle of an interview, by the way. I think he's going to
He'd be on the field. Like, he'd have to, she's there watching the podium. Right, he comes down. So, anyone who's got a field pass can be around them.
But Tom Palosero is not going to have a mic in his face, and he's going to say, excuse me, Tom, Taylor. I think he's going to wait for a moment where he's got some space.
There's just something I'd like to say.
I mean, he's already got the confetti there. I mean, he's killed two birds with one stone.
Where would he put the ring?
I mean, T.O. style, put in his socks.
In his socks, put in his pants.
I'm sure she'd love that.
I've been
saving this for you.
I don't want a ring in your pants could end up in places you don't want it to go, man.
It's like, how are you gonna where
put
is it?
In your pants? You said that with such assuredness. What are you talking about?
How do you know if it's uncomfortable?
It could end up traveling.
Oh, that got dirty fast. Don't they have little pockets somewhere on there? Like a little... a little ring pocket in case you want to propose after a game.
I don't think Nike has had pockets in their in the pants of the jersey.
Well, we're gonna know.
Nike can barely cover up the guy's butts.
We're gonna know early on in the game. We're gonna zoom in on Travis Kelsey's socks to see if there's a ring shape in there. Kind of like my wallet throughout high school. You know how the
oh my God.
You put one prophylactic in there, stays there for 4 years, and the ring is there. That thing did not move. You guys, maybe that's an older school thing, but
wait, what did you call that? A old school thing?
An old school thing.
It's not an old school thing. People should still be protecting themselves.
Do people put protective stuff in their wallets still?
When I was in high school, they told me that you shouldn't put it in your wallet because it actually messes with the efficiency of the condom.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's got to be kept in like a...
Yeah. Yeah, like that was one thing they told us. Like, I know, like, we promote safety, but, like, put it somewhere else, not your wallet. Don't do what they do in the movies.
I can think of something I would like to do for 9 hours.
Yes, we talked about that yesterday. 9 hours.
How did we get to 9 hours? The length of the Fox pregame show?
Yes.
Actually, 10 hours. I heard it the other day.
Man, 10 hours
of pregame show.
I would love 10 hours of Knicks basketball.
Knicks basketball.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Can we put it, so what's the wording of the poll? Should it's Travis Kelce pop the question if they win the game?
You said it'd be the best proposal ever.
I'm saying, would Travis Kelce proposing Chelsea with after winning the Super Bowl be the coolest proposal or the corniest proposal?
There you go. Perfect.
Ah,
can I vote twice on this poll?
What if he does it and she says no?
Well, okay, then give me a more creative, bigger proposal. Like, what are you going to do with it?
Go to Bora
Niagara
Bora.
Falls or something? Like, well, how are you going to top the field of the Superdome? What's better than that? What's more creative than that?
Yeah, what's more romantic than the Superdome?
Yeah, there's no intimacy in showing and being in front of millions of watching hundreds of millions of people watching you propose to someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
You're Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. What are you just going to do it on a beach like everybody else? You got to be incredibly unique.
That's unique. We just talked about all the people that have done it before.
That's true.
I said two people, but none of them were the Super Bowl.
No. The guy did it from the Rams.
Right.
2 years ago. Oh. No, more than two. What am I talking about? Three.
This is not unique. This has been done before.
Four?
It's been a while.
Oh, my gosh. That was our first year of doing the national show.
But there was a guy in the Rams. I missed that altogether.
The winning the championship thing and then proposing to your girl is just one of the least unique things you can do.
It's honestly, it's one step away from just the stadium proposal from a fan.
Right.
You're saying, I'm just curious. We've just named four times and it's already the least unique. Like, you're right. Like, doing it on a beach with a camera guy hiding in the bush, that's unique. Like, what's your option? All right, then let's take time during the break. You guys come up with a better Travis Kelce plan.
I will.
My plan was better.
What was that?
It was in London.
To the center of the universe.
Went to the Earth's core?
Went to the Prime Meridian.
Yeah, the Prime Meridian.
That's cute.
Manny had to think about it for a second.
What the hell's the Prime Meridian?
That was
it's
the next question.
Joint. That's
why Manny missed his final. Manny missed his final. That's why he doesn't know the Prime Meridian is.
It's a bar on Houston Street.
That's actually how I order my steaks.
855-212-4227. I'll come up with a better proposal.
I mean, you certainly could beat the Prime Meridian. Jeez Louise.
Like, I also got engaged in London, but in a different place. And I think it's great.
London Stadium.
Lame.
Yeah, I didn't get engaged at Wembley.
What was your proposal, Mr. Cool Proposals over there?
I got down on one knee in Angkor Wat, Cambodia, in front of a temple that had been around since 800 BC.
Oh, I thought you did it at the vet parking lot.
I wish
I'd been better, apparently.
Yeah, outside the men's room on
the
Prime
Meridian. You could have been 50 yards off, 100. How do you actually know you were on the Prime Meridian?
Because the world has actually acknowledged Greenwich Park as the center. It's the official part of the world.
We all sound so bougie, by the way. This is ridiculous. going to two London proposals. Ugh.
You just said Cambodia. You just
You forced me into it. I wasn't going to say it. I would have rather have done it after winning the state title in basketball, but
that wasn't happening. 855-212-4227. Actually, Kaplan coming in from the chat, getting engaged is lame. Why should they get married? There you go. Very modern take.
Wow.
Kaplan with an issue.
Isn't Kaplan married?
He married.
Well, I think you might have your answer. I don't know. Cap, are you married? Adorable kid. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, coming up.
Not married.
Okay. I think we could have picked that up from the context clues. Lots more to get to, including more for the Super Bowl, of course, but we have someone's draft stock is plummeting, and it's for one specific reason. We'll get to that next.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Travis Kelce calls me and wants some advice from a married man. I will tell him, win the Super Bowl, get down on one knee, and give that ring to Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
It is the coolest guy fantasy ever. To win the Super Bowl is like the ultimate. And then to marry America's biggest pop star, I don't know if that's the ultimate guy fantasy, but that seems like a lot of work. But regardless, he's got to do it here. This is the only chance he'll have, this one opportunity. We don't even know if he's going to play next year. And who knows, maybe Mahomes gets hurt next year. You got to take advantage now.
This is the worst idea. This is such a guy idea. You know, you're not thinking about it from the woman's point of view. She's already the most famous person, one of the most famous people alive. And you think she wants to share this moment with everybody in a way she has no control over? Guys, let's not forget, like, She's a business person, and she's got an image, and she's got an everything to uphold.
Yeah, but this would be an unbelievable chance to embarrass your future wife. He would, I mean, don't you think that'd be fun? He's going to be laughing. He's like, Taylor, can you believe it? I just got you right there. It's going
to
be amazing.
They will never make it to the altar if he does this. That engagement will last long and then fizzle. No, I thought about it. I have an idea for Travis Kelce. It has nothing to do with the Super Bowl, but first, Sean is in Oregon. Sean, you're not into this Travis Kelce turning villain.
No, and I'm with you. That'd be the most dumb guy idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he isn't exactly Aristotle.
I think Kelce's more famous for being Taylor Swift's boyfriend than he is a football player.
I agree.
I'll tell you that right. I don't look at him. He's not Gronkowski. You know, like Gronkowski's guy you want to hand the microphone to. That, you know, this is not that guy. I'm just not buying into all that.
Hold on one second. I got to call you out on this. You think, like, Travis Kelce is a Mensa member compared to Rob Gronkowski. Like, I think Travis is way more in control of everything that's going on. And he's completely comfortable in the spotlight.
I think he hams it up.
I
think he puts a little show out there for his girlfriend. And that was like that whole thing when he grabbed the microphone and he's doing the thing on the podium. That was all, you know, we looked at that as like, he's like a big ham and putting on a little show. I don't look at him as being a real guy. He's not. He's the worst villain ever. I don't look at him as being like Lyle Alzado. I don't look at him as being a villain
Lyle
at all.
Alzado. I mean, let's not take this place to somewhere tragic. Sean, love you. Thanks for the call.
Lyle Alzado in his playing days was like a real big-time villain. Like, Yeah, nothing to do with the sad ending of Lyle Alzado.
Okay. I wasn't sure where he was going with that. It's like, we don't want this careening off the rails here.
No, Lyle Alzado and the Raiders, they were like, embrace the bad guy. Like, that was their vibe on purpose. It was awesome. But I'm not sure. Like, Kelce and Gronk are very similar. Gronk's a performer. Gronk's not dumb. I mean, remember that rumor that he's good at math? I think Kelce and him are very. They're both the two dancing tight ends. Like, they get in the end zone and they're always like, I don't know. They're very similar to me. You know,
I love puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Gronk wanted to date a famous pop star, he could have. He dated a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. It's not that far off.
Exactly. I mean, you're right. Travis Gronk sounds like a meathead, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd take offense to us saying that. But Kelce doesn't sound quite like that, but they're very similar. They're performers.
Okay. Let's go. Barry's in South Jersey agrees with me, and I think EJ, and I'm not sure where Manny is on this, proposing after the Super Bowl would be a terrible idea.
Oh, it's amazing.
You're right, Maggie. I agree with you to the nth degree. My respect for Perloff just went down a notch or two.
It took that? Did you listen to hour one?
Right. Some things don't require publicity. You can push them away. I got married 9 months ago, and I'm going on 80 years old, and
whoa.
I got down on one knee. My fiance was sitting on our sofa, and I got down on one knee and asked her to marry me and handed her the ring, and she said yes. And there couldn't have been a sweeter moment in my life ever after all these years.
Was it?
Barry, that's awesome. Could you get back up off the knee?
Yeah.
And to do it in front of $150 million people, I should say, on TV is nuts.
Wait, Barry, did you plan it, or was it impromptu?
No. Well, I thought about wear and stuff. A restaurant is silly in front of people. Just some things require privacy. And I think I'm a pretty cool, hip guy. But some things need to be done the proper way.
Yep.
And we talk about it. We talk about it all the time, how sweet it was. So,
Barry, congratulations. I love this. Getting engaged, 80 years old. Fantastic. Wishing you and your fiance nothing but, you know, happiness. And he said $150 million, not people. That's how much that ring's going to cost.
Yeah,
$150 million. Even Travis, who's rich beyond belief, is going to need to probably take out a loan.
No, he's not going to pay a dime for that. If Taylor Swift, anyway, they're going to be jewelers lining up to hand him that. I'm watching a video of Travis Kelce's touchdown celebrations. That dude has been wild his entire career. Yeah. Wild. I mean, it's like a party in the end zone. He's outgoing or whatever. I don't know what it is. I think he's being authentic.
Okay, well,
unlike Sean.
He used to need that stuff to stand out, doing the dating show, all that. Now the fame has come to him. You attach yourself to Taylor Swift, you don't need to do anything now to be followed, for people to think you're interesting. Like, think about some of the celebrity stuff that that makes it into the paper. So-and-so went to the grocery store. Like, that's a headline.
But I give Travis,
you don't have to do anything anymore to just be famous.
But I give Travis Kelce credit. He's not changed just because he's famous. He still plays the same exact way. He still celebrates exactly the same way. He hasn't toned it down. I'm actually watching this. He's got some Chad Ochocinco in him. I mean, he's out of control in the end zone. Not as creative as Chad Ochocinco, but I give him, like, wouldn't it be inauthentic if all of a sudden he became more conservative just because he's dating Taylor Swift? Wouldn't that be bad?
No, I have an idea for their proposal, but first, Dexter Henry is here. He's doing updates for us this morning. Hey, Dex.
Hey. All right, we're going to lead off with news from the world of baseball. According to court documents filed on Thursday, federal prosecutors disputed claims by Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizara, that he stole from the slugger to pay back massive gambling debt, saying that there was no evidence that he suffered from a gambling addiction before he started draining the Los Angeles Dodgers star's bank account. Now, Mizuhara is due to be sentenced on February 6th after his June guilty plea. Last week, he asked the U.S. District Judge for an 18-month sentence instead of the nearly 5 years the prosecutors are seeking. So, guys, how much time should Mizuhara do for stealing from his employer?
First off, though, that was always what I thought the crazy thing. How, when you ask, how did Shohei not know, right? He's claiming, the interpreter's claiming he's this degenerate gambler. He's betting, he's placing like over 100 bets a day, I think we saw the frequency. And it's on all different types of sports, like women's soccer, college soccer, and let alone the NFL and stuff like that. Yet never bet on the Angels, sure. This doesn't come up in random conversation that you're like, yeah, that UCLA women's soccer match, like, can you believe they lost 3-2 to Stanford? Like, just nothing. You spend 24 hours a day with this dude, driving him to the stadium, batting practice, in the dugout, eating meals together. And Shohei had no clue. He never said anything that would have tipped him off that he was betting.
Dude is locked in.
Never noticed, hey, you're on your phone. What is that? What are you on there? The DraftKings account or whatever? Right.
What we learned, by the way, is maybe drafting bad character guys in football good. Bad character guys as interpreters, bad.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, he couldn't use DraftKings, right? Because I don't think you can use it in California. So he was betting with the bookie.
I don't know. Shohei's won 3 straight MVPs. He hasn't suffered on the field.
And he lost, what, tens of millions of dollars?
40 million.
Yeah, for sure. He's been going on the field.
Bad character, bad judgment. It's a lot of it to go around there.
I mean, maybe, honestly, maybe there was language issues. Could you buy that at least?
No, but he spoke Japanese.
Right,
Well, not with his bookies, I'm saying. Like, Ipe could have hit it in English, and maybe Shohei really doesn't understand it. You know, I love this image. Sorry if you mentioned when they were in Korea, and Ipe apologized to the whole team. Do you remember that?
In front of Shohei.
And Shohei was like, what? That, to me, is like a sitcom moment. Yes, I've been stealing money from Shohei. And Shohei's like, wait, you've been doing what? Wait, what's happening here?
That's how it played out.
What is this team meeting going on right now? Like, yeah. So maybe Shohei was strangely oblivious to all this.
Well, the funny part is he goes, and then Shohei goes up to him and goes, I'm sorry, like, I think some of this is getting through. What's going on? He goes, I'll talk to you about it back at the hotel. I'd be like, no, we're talking about it now.
Right now.
How would you deal with that situation when you find out your interpreter has been stealing millions of dollars for you? That's an awkward conversation.
Think so? Yeah. Oh, man, can I tell you, I ran into an awkward conversation. I overheard someone's awkward conversation coming into the building
today. This is
today.
What you get for not minding your own business, beeswax.
I was walking into the building. That's it. I'll tell you guys about it in the next segment because it was so cringy, awkward. Oh. And I'm sure if you work in an office, you may have come across this as well. But go ahead, Dex.
Interesting. All right. In the association on Thursday night, the Lakers, they had their most lopsided victory of the season.
Koulibaly runs into Jackson Hayes and he blocks it. Here's LeBron to Vando. Slam dunk.
That's the Lakers Radio Network on the call. LeBron James dropped a dime to Jared Vanderbilt. King James scored 24 points, handed out 11 assists on the night. The Lake Show, they walloped the Wizards 134-96. Los Angeles has now won 5 of their last 6 games. And Andrew's boy, Bronny James, he got some burn on Thursday night.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Saw that. How about it?
I knew you would ask about it, so I had to put this in here. 1 of 6 from the field, 2 points. Does Bronny James scoring 2 points still excite you, Andrew?
Well, he got did he get an and one or something? Well, he got 2 points. So
two points.
He didn't make the free throw. Something he had a highlight last night and apparently got a standing ovation.
Dude, he's 1 of 6 again.
Was that for coming in the game?
MVP chance.
He got MVP chance at the free throw line. Yeah, I did see that clip, but if he ended up with 2 points, I guess he didn't.
He missed the free throw.
Wow.
He's shooting. Want to hear his season shooting percentage?
God, please.
9.1%.
That's your boy.
Is that bad?
Manny, get out
of
my brain.
Why can't the guy hit a shot?
Because he's not a bad character.
He scored
guy.
31 in the gym.
He's too good of a dude. You nailed
nah,
it, Dex.
We decided basketball. I'm just talking about football.
Just football.
Yeah, I mean, football only wants a team of red flag wearers, holders,
football
whatever.
Is a sport where you say hike and everybody tries to kill each other. You want good, you want saints in football? No, you want guys who are on the edge. Basketball, you need more control. Bronny apparently does not have enough control to actually hit a shot. What is going on with this dude?
Hey, he's the guy you wanted to see on the court. You were so excited to see him on the court.
I was. I am. I think, but actually, is he shooting 9%? Is he going to go down as the worst player in NBA history? I mean, I don't even think there's a close second. No one's ever shot 9% in the
field. I watched Lou Amundsen play 82 games a season for
that dude. That dude could drop 30 on a night.
When?
The Norwegian league, wherever he came
from. I'm still waiting for that 30-point game.
I mean, I got to imagine if Bronny gets enough minutes, he'll have the lowest shooting percentage in the history of the entire league. I mean, I don't think anyone's even close.
I got to look up though what that is. Now I'm intrigued to look that up.
How could you possibly shoot lower than 9%?
Well, anyone who shoots 9% isn't supposed to be in the NBA. That's the whole thing about this.
Yes, but they're not named LeBron James. Like their dad. Junior.
This is what you wanted, Andrew. This is what you wanted.
Why do you keep blaming this on me?
Oh, it's totally your
Were you here one day when I was pro Bronny?
Yes, I was.
Thank goodness Dexter's coming with the receipts because we do a lot of shows together. It just kind of all melds in.
Oh, wow.
One day bleeds into the next. Now Dexter's coming with
that. Yeah, said he was going to shed a tear when Bronny took the court with
Special moment. Special moment.
That was tears because he bet on Bronny's over 2 points a game.
In the year 2020, is there anything more interesting to talk about NBA than Bronny James? It feels like it's the only headline I've heard in the last 2 weeks.
You're not serious.
I would love to talk about anything else.
What else is going? Name a headline that anyone cares about. If I walked into a crowded room of sports fans and I say, I have in one hand Bronny James results, on the other hand, the New Orleans Pelicans results, they're going to want to hear about Bronny.
Oh, it's the Pelicans.
That's man,
it's not fair fight.
If you said like Jimmy Butler trade rumors, then you know.
Oh God, those.
Yeah.
Wait, let me guess. Jimmy Butler trade rumors. That's only been beat to death as a headline for 6 weeks.
And Bronny James has not been beat to death. Yes.
Appa Bronny power rankings of things that are boring. I'll put that ahead of Jimmy Butler. Oh, that story is. That's one of the worst stories I've ever heard in my life. It's been. That is a story that has not gone anywhere forever and ever. I hate the Jimmy Butler story. He's been suspended 3 times. Just cut him, for God's sake. Do
something. I'll have some more Jimmy Butler stuff for you later. You're going to hate it.
Just going to hold on to that.
Don't even bother. Just call me Thursday at noon when he gets traded, Dexter. Don't even bother.
Dexter, thank you so much. Coming up, I will detail the awkward moment that I witnessed in the hallway of this building. And if you've ever seen one of these moments in your own workplace, you know exactly how it is. Just I felt bad for both people. I was like, neither one of you wanted this to happen. But yet here we are. I'll get to that in a minute. 855-212-4227. You can weigh in on Travis Kelce saying he loves being the villain and would proposing to Taylor Swift be the best idea or worst idea he's ever had. Don't move.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We got into this topic of whether or not Travis Kelce would propose to Taylor Swift if he won the Super Bowl. Because little did we know, you love this idea, Pearl.
I just think it'd be amazing. I mean, it'd be the most memorable proposal in the history of the United States without even a close second.
The second would be the guy at the Fiesta Bowl who did this for Boise State. Like, we already had it.
That wasn't Taylor Swift on the other end.
Oh.
That's the Taylor Swiftness of it all takes it to a new level. And also, that was a bowl game. It wasn't even the national title game. And this is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of a cheap copy in some ways.
Oh, no way. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. What was that? Was it Ian Johnson? Was that the player?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
And yeah, that was amazing.
I was a
huge fan of that. So why not go back to that well?
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. We have a poll out there for you. Would it be the coolest thing or the corniest thing? You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl. I do have a good idea for Travis if he does want to propose.
He's pretty corny, by the way. This would not be a surprise.
And I also have to detail the awkward encounter that I witnessed in the hallway between two other colleagues. And it was, I'm just like, I'm cringing for both of them. Kevin is in Oregon. Hey, Kev.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If I was Taylor Swift, I would rather have a colonoscopy and a root canal at the same time rather than have him propose to me in public like that. That's embarrassing. That's like high school or, you know, college stuff. It's ridiculous.
I agree. I mean, I don't know about the colonoscopy cross with the root canal, Kev. It's not that bad, but I don't think that she would like it. I don't.
No, she would hate it. That's the best part, too. Just Travis, like, you think you're the world's biggest pop star. I'm going to embarrass you, and we're going to laugh about this later. It feels like a great practical joke, too.
I know. See, I think there are guys who love to, like, before they do something big and that a woman likes, they kind of like to agitate her a little bit. Like, yeah. I've noticed there's some guys who do this, like...
want to mess with you a little bit.
Want to mess with you, and then, like, here's the big reveal so you can't be mad. I just want to, like... It still takes women a little bit to get over that.
But it's like kind of
you can't just switch your emotions. We're not like men like that. We can't just turn it off and turn it on.
Yeah, like you would do to a friend, like hazing a friend a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the tact you want to take when you're about to ask her to marry you.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Is there any romance to this? This is the biggest moment of his life. He just three-peated as a champion. First team to ever do that in the Super Bowl era. And in that moment of joy, he wants to share it with the love of his life. I think there's some. I probably would cry. I'm
kind of makes it a little too much about him, though. No. Anyway.
Okay. Well, you know what? Well, let's do it at the Grammys then. I mean,
that would also be terrible. Okay. So I have an idea of where they should do it, but let me just tell you what happened that I witnessed in the hallway because I'm curious if anyone else has ever had this. And if you work in an office at all, maybe you've seen something like this. So I'm walking in the office. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm in. I walk through the doors, and I'm kind of going towards where our sports talk radio side is. And there's on the other side of the hall is news. It's like 1010 Wins, like legendary news station. So there's a whole bunch of very serious news people on one side, and then us, the sports slobbering dogs, on the other side. So all I can hear, I can't see these people, but it's clearly a man and a woman who know each other, who work in the news side, and for some reason, they greeted each other and started doing it in a British accent.
Uh-oh.
Like someone's like, well, good morning, governor. Like they're not British at all.
Hello, Maggie.
It kind of reminded me of Perloff's camp. And then the other person like answered it was also like, well, good morning to you, sir. I'm like, what do you got? What happened here?
Sounds like a sitcom, like The Office.
I don't know why they talk to each other in a different accent.
Sounds like Michael Scott and Dwight.
It was a man, a woman, though. And like one person started it and then the other person did it, too. And I'm like, is this something you do? Or did someone just like, top of the morning, governor? Like,
sometimes my accent gets confused. British
accents.
You know
what accents? That reminds me of?
That actually sounds
the dad in Modern Family. Any Modern
now
Family fans on that
place.
Side of the glass? It's a dad in Modern Family does that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, people do this.
Yeah, it's funny.
Andre does this with one of her friends.
But they're both in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a nerdy kind of...
Yeah. I get if you're in on it with a friend, but like, I think one person just did and the other person was like, I'm doing it.
Maggie, you witnessed an actual living The Office in actual, the real, like, that's The Office.
Mm-hmm. And it was, I felt so bad for both of them. It didn't occur to me. It didn't feel like good morning, jelly good. Like they have this act. It was just like one guy was like, good morning. What are you doing here, governor? And they're like, good morning. It was awful. I can't even retell it.
You're Pam now. You're Pam in the office watching Michael Scott do something embarrassing.
Oh, I'm dying for both of them. How do you go back and work with that person? They're doing serious stuff, not like us. Like we're just joking around for 4 hours and like talking about Saquon Barkley.
Should we do the rest of the show in an accent?
Please, no.
My name is Jeff.
Don't do it, Manny.
My name is Jeff. Okay, I think me saying that you want to draft low character guys was a little contrarian. I think me saying Travis Kelce should get on one knee after Super Bowl, a little contrarian. I think you're on an island here. Like, everyone's here, like, can you believe this crazy thing? Like, this sounds like a cute little office exchange. Why did this bother you so much? What is this? This seems like the worst thing that any two human beings could do in front of you, Maggie. I expected them to do something a lot worse.
No.
It's just like a little hello there.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
I think I have a more awkward story.
In this office?
It's not in this office, but in my other office at school. I went to pick up some equipment. And the guy who works there, his sister went to my high school.
Okay. So you know each other.
Yeah. Well, like, we're acquaintances.
Sure.
So after he gives me the equipment, I'm like, hey, how's Sam? And he looks at me with this befuddled face. And I'm like, did I get his sister's name wrong? Like,
yeah.
What is going on? He's like, how do you know my sister? And then I had to convince him that, hey, like, my sister, like, your sister went to my school. Like,
you had never talked about this before?
We did. We talked about it, but we haven't talked about it in years because, okay, like, I don't bring up his sister every time I see him.
Sure.
But I thought it was a nice gesture. Instead, we had to do this 1 minute, like, of, like, that is your sister's name, right? And I promise I'm not being weird. Like, I know who she is, but also, that was more awkward than this, I think.
Well, that's just weird. The guy suddenly got amnesia?
Is he a football player? Some concussion stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. I love Eric. No, he just forgot that I knew his sister. He forgot my entire story. Apparently, he should have known I'm also from Queens. I went to that same high school. He forgot all of this.
Maybe he thought you were someone else. It's possible.
But the thing is, though, if I say, how is Sam, why did you look at me, like, weird? Like, that is his sister's name.
It is weird.
Maybe because you're a jerk.
No, I mean, Sam were cool.
Not you. Way. No, this guy sounds like
No, Eric is the nicest. That's why it was so weird, because he's the nicest man.
There's no evidence to point that out. He sounds like a jerk.
Wait, can we get the most awkward thing that's ever happened in your office? This is not the most. I get it. Witnessing two people put on accents
but
to say
you,
good morning
it feels
to each
like
other.
This really hurt you.
Deep
to your soul.
I'm dying for both of them. I mean, you might as well just take the rest of the day off.
Hello, Maggie.